This is DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg.
All right. A reunion of sorts. Alan Hahn, you can hear him 1 to 3 every Monday to Friday here on 98.7 ESPN. Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Oh, my God. I still can't believe I actually sang on air.
Your voice is mellifluous, though. Just sensational.
It's, you know, it's Fergie and Jesus. That's what it is. We know that.
Just sensational. Beautiful. All right. So let's be optimistic. Let's be positive. Why should we look at it from the positive viewpoint? Why should we be excited about this next generation of Leon Rose and World Wide West and the potential new coach and all of that? Why is today a good Knicks day?
Well, it's just based on the problem is that everything we do is based on what people say, and we still need to see the actions, right? So I guess I've been so beaten down at this point that it sounds great, but now let me see you work. And I guess if I'm going to take a positive, it's because Leon Rose never talks. When he was an agent, he never talked. He was a guy you never could quote. You'd hardly get him on the phone half the time, too, by the way. You couldn't even get him to respond. But World Wide West is the same way. West is everywhere, yet he's nowhere. You know, he's like the consigliere. Like, he's just taking care of things behind the scenes, but he's not getting credit for anything, and he doesn't care. So the positive is you have two guys in place that aren't here to be out front and be showy and to create all these promises or maybe even empty promises. They just want to work behind the scenes. They don't want to be bothered talking to the media. They don't want to be bothered with this stuff. They don't want attention. So you're hoping that, all right, you have some guys that just want to work behind the scenes and get some things done in the shadows. So now you've got to see the result of it. So my I guess that's what it is. This is unlike what we've seen the Knicks have before. And I guess that's why they've tried everything else. Maybe this time it'll work because there are two people, I call them made men. They're two people that are as connected as anybody in the sport. They know everyone. And now, after, you know, KD spurns you and then says you're not cool, let's see if Leon Rose and World Wide West can make the Knicks cool.
Yeah, because Steve Stout is doing a hell of a job.
Well, what was the first thing he did, though? That's the problem with Steve. Is the knock on Steve is, what was the first thing he did?
He went on First Take.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly it. And started talking about we and the coach and everything else. Like, there's too much of that. So I like this approach now because we've had enough of the other approach. So let's see how it goes.
All right, Alan. So my question is this, and you mentioned, you know, Steve Stout and First Take and him, you know, talking about the coach. Mike Miller did a good job, but it doesn't seem like, hopefully he might be on the coaching staff, but he's not going to be the head coach. What is your feeling here moving forward? Who do you think ends up being the New York Knicks head coach?
Well, you heard Leon describe to Mike Breen. By the way, how beautiful did Mike Breen look in the video? He's got
gorgeous.
That gorgeous tan. I mean, he looked. The rest of us through this quarantine, we all look. We're destroyed.
Yeah,
he looks amazing. The quarantine.
Yeah, Chris is
going to
become
great,
very uncomfortable
Mike,
in a moment. By the
sun-kissed.
Way,
sun kissed. Sun kissed. Beautiful.
Just fantastic. But anyway, if you heard what Leon said when he talked about the coach, it sure sounded like he was describing Tom Thibodeau, didn't it? You know, someone, you know, in the huddle, obviously in control. Somebody that can take us from development to a team that is now a contending team. That's a lot more Tom Thibodeau than it is, I think, you know, again, personally for me, Kenny Atkinson is someone I'd love to see get the job. Kenny's more that development guy.
But isn't that what you need?
So much
Alan, isn't that what you need at this point is development?
Yeah.
I understand. Listen, don't get me wrong. I understand, you know, holding people accountable. But I mean, but you know this. You've played on teams before. The best teams are where the players hold each other accountable. I need someone that's going to develop talent at this point.
Yeah, well, you're right. But now, again, it asks the question. I've said this. The coach, to me, will bring some clarity to what direction they're going to go in. And if you're bringing in Tom Thibodeau, you're not bringing him in to coach a 20-year-old Kevin Knox, right? Mm-hmm. You're bringing him in to coach, you know, vets who've been there, done that. Because as you saw with Chicago, there's a veteran team, and he got them, and they were, you know, that was a terrific team. And then he goes to Minnesota, and they finally make the playoffs after years of not, but only because he was able to bring in guys like Jimmy Butler and Taj Gibson, who'd played for him and understood what it's about, and the young guys on that team couldn't stand him. So you realize if you're going to bring in Tom, it's probably a team that's more ready to win, which means – you know, as Leon said at the end of the interview, that one, what he said at the end of the interview, guys, stood out to me the most. He said, we're going to be all in on all phases of building a team. And that means the draft, trades, and free agency. That sounds to me like somebody that's about to roll up his sleeves and get to work on rebuilding an entire roster and not just saying, well, we're just going to keep developing and building through the draft and sitting back and waiting for our guys to grow up.
Alan, you mentioned World Wide West with Leon Rose together. They're going to try to make the Knicks cool again. And I guess my biggest question, I mean, because West is one of those people, if you're an athlete, if you're an entertainer, you know exactly who he is. But unless you're in sports, you really don't know the name. I guess my question to you is, what made this the right time for West to accept a job in an official capacity in an NBA front office being an EVP?
Oh, he's 55, right? He's been with Leon this whole time. I mean, for the better part of the last four decades, they've kind of been together. They've worked together, and they've had great success together. And I think Leon wanted to bring him along and continue that relationship because of the value that Wes has in handling players and dealing with players and taking care of players. You know, like, what do they need? I joke around. He's like, you remember Joe Pesci's character, you know, Leo Getz? You know, okay, whatever, yeah. Whatever you need, Leo gets. Like, that's, you know, that's essentially what he could be behind the scenes. It's like, if you need something, I'll get it for you. I'll take care of it for you. And that's what I think every team president needs, a guy like that, somebody that can handle players, take care of players. What do they need? And that the players, biggest word here, Chris, Rick, you guys know this, trust. I mean, trust is the largest word when it comes to Knick leadership and their players. Because has that really existed here in the last 7 years?
No.
Yeah. So I think that's what they're hoping to develop now, with two people that have had a trust with some of the biggest stars in the game, and young stars, by the way, in the game, as agents. So now they're running a franchise that trusts. They have that already built in, that credibility with players. Now, of course, let's see if they can get some of those players to say, yeah, I want to play for them. I want to go to that franchise.
Alan Hahn with us here, 98.7 ESPN. So you talk about players wanting to come to this franchise as free agents, but, and you mentioned it earlier, like, this has to be built through the draft, at least the beginning of it, right, Alan? I mean, you got Barrett, you got Robinson, you can have more picks this year. You have to at least build some kind of foundation to even have those guys, the Giannis's and the Karl Anthony Towns, even want to consider coming here to the Knicks, right?
I've always said that. Yeah, you have to get the house in order. You know, you have to get it to a point. You know, when people brought up Jason Kidd's name, what was the first thing in the headline?
Giannis.
Oh, he'll attract Giannis. It's like, no, stop it. We've done that already. That doesn't work, clearly. Okay? So let's instead make it attractive so that someone looks and says, you know, I like what they're doing there. Let me go there. Let me be part of that. And oh, by the way, there's some people there that I like. I like their coach. I like the GM, whatever it is. Like, I like it over there. That's, instead of it being, let's hire a coach, not for the team we have, but for maybe what he can attract down the road. That didn't work. It didn't work with Mike D'Antoni. It didn't work with David Fizdale. We've got to stop looking at it that way. But I will say, because I'm a sucker for it every damn time, is that you do have to also consider the fact that these guys, Leon Rose, William Wesley, their connection to some players in the league that might necessarily not be a free agent, but might say, I don't really like where I am right now. Kawhi did it. Kyrie's done it. Anthony Davis did it. Well, who's the next one that's going to do it? And I said yesterday on the show, I've been watching Donovan Mitchell for the last couple of months now, and he's emerging as a voice among players, especially with social issues, a very strong voice, a very intelligent voice. He's obviously an all-star player. And he doesn't look like he's really thrilled right now playing in Salt Lake City, especially with Rudy Gobert coughing all over him. So that's a name I might keep an eye on. Maybe he's a guy that says, you know, I want to go home. I don't want to play here anymore. Trade for me. And that could start something. And what would it take to get a player like that? He's still very young. Well, it's going to cost you some draft capital, which you have tons of. So I do agree with you, Dave. You still got to draft well. That's why they brought in Walt Perrin, who's one of the best draft guys in the league. 20 years he's in, and by the way, Utah, done a great job there. So they have him, but I also think all this draft capital could also help you, we'll see, attract or trade for a player that can help you advance the cause a little quicker than just through the draft.
So you're actively trying to get me upset then. So that's what you're trying to do.
Yeah. Well, I'm already there, Rick. I mean, listen, man, I'm already on the street corner. I've got half the bottle drunk and I'm passed out. All right. Like, I can't help it. It gets me every time.
I mean, we're sitting here talking about, you know, trading draft picks and everything else when we had the opportunity to draft Donovan Mitchell. You could have drafted him. You'd probably still have KP if you drafted Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up.
I mean, what are we talking about?
Yeah. Hey, well, again, what you're talking about is maybe just, you know, righting a wrong, right? These guys weren't there when they passed on, and we all know what they should have done. I mean, today's the anniversary, by the way, of the Knicks not being able to get Steph Curry. Okay.
Yeah, but Alan, why are we doing this? Why is this happening?
Answer my question. Just answer my question, Alan, because, I mean, when we did the show together, we talked about this all the time. You're in a city that has two of everything. So you would imagine that smart people would learn from, you know, other teams' mistakes. I'm sitting here thinking about it. I mean, the Knicks end up doing, I mean, the Jets end up doing exactly what the Knicks did. Oh, Phil, we'll let you make the pick. Yeah, okay, you take Frank, and then we're going to fire you and not take Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah, let's
take Mike McCagnan.
So in 3 years, he wants a ton of money. Yeah, let's do that.
Oh, my God. So can you just promise me one thing? I know you can't promise winning and losing and everything else or free agency. Will they actually stick to this plan for the time? Like, will this be something that we're going to get to see for the next couple years at least?
Oh, I mean, it's, again, that's always been the issue, Rick, right? Like, that's I can't ever promise that. And part of that issue is because when someone does start a plan, we want immediate results of that plan. And that's where I think it's going to be interesting. Will Leon come in and make immediate moves? Like instead of asking everybody to be patient, I think he's looking at it saying, okay, well, you were patient with the other guys and they got fired. I don't have to be patient because I do at least have a foundation of two lottery picks, three that I feel like can be part of my foundation, plus a second round pick that was a steal. And let me take that group and now find some real talent, find some vets who I can trade for, become attractive, get a coach who can organize and set a defense that New York loves and be competitive. Because, you know, I mean, we're not asking for a lot here. Can you just be competitive? That'd be nice. Like, when people are talking about, you know, like being all in, and I want you to hear it. It's like, can I just get the 8th seed? Like, I'm not even in the 22 teams that are going to Orlando. Okay? I mean, can I just be there? Can I even be there? The Sacramento Kings have like four players with COVID, and they're going to Orlando. The Knicks are completely healthy, and they're not going anywhere. So that part drives you crazy. So just incremental steps, but you have to at least do, like, there has to be something tangible in the next year so that it does buy them some time. Because I do think some of the issues of the past have been they've come in and they've, like, Phil just completely tears up the roster and it takes too long to get where you want to go, plus all the other madness. And then when Scott and Steve took over, they really tried to go the really slow route, but it was, I think, painfully slow. This has to be something where it's you're not emptying the cupboards, but you are at least showing something, some signs of life that people can say, okay, I see this plan. I see what you're doing. And at least you have something to buy into. So I can't promise anything because we've seen the history here. Things last about 3 years and then they get torn up again. It won't get torn up if you're showing some immediate results, something tangible. And that remains to be seen. We're going to have a month-long off season. That's it, a month. And I'm curious to see how much work they can get done in that month when free agency and the draft happen. In what, November? October?
Mm-hmm. Alan, in listening to Leon Rose talk about the current roster, I mean, he identified R.J. Barrett and Mitchell Robinson as young core pieces and then expressed optimism about Kevin Knox, Frank Ntilikina, mm-hmm. and Dennis Smith. But that leaves a lot of young veteran players on short-term contracts. Any idea as to which guys are probably going to be staying around? I know a lot will be up to the head coach as well. But any ideas on the guys that Leon Rose plans on keeping around long-term?
I mean, I think Taj Gibson is one name that stands out to me because he fits the best. He knows, that, especially if Tom's the coach, he's a fantastic locker room guy. You love a guy like him. So his name stands out the most. I mean, Julius Randle still has another year before an option year on his contract. And, you know, I mean, as much as, you know, I'd love to see him spin dribble his way to another team right now. I think that's a guy that you know, unless you're making a trade for a big salary, Chris Paul or something like that, you probably got him. And hopefully a coach, you know, can get him a little more under control. He means well. I just, you know, like I said, he's just a toddler sometimes in the mall, can't find his parents, so he just keeps spinning in circles. other than that, everybody's on a one plus. So, you know, Elfrid Payton, you know, again, Bobby Portis, these guys are, I hate to say it this way, you know, we're talking about them like they're pieces of meat, but they're interchangeable in my opinion. You have young players that you drafted. Those are the ones I feel like you have to focus on the most and put the most attention to. And as maddening as Kevin Knox might be, he's still 20, barely 20. I think he's not going to turn 21 till later this summer. And it still behooves you to put the time into him and see what you can get out of that player. So I'm not concerned as much with vets on the team because, again, these guys are going to want to bring in their own people. And clearly by the record, you're going to need upgrades.
All right, Alan. Listen, we appreciate it. Quickly, 30 seconds or less, what do you have coming up today, 1 o'clock on Barton Hahn?
Well, more of the Leon Rose stuff, obviously, all the stuff that he talked about. But, I mean, how about this Mets stuff? Could they possibly have gone 6 months losing $1 billion
Seems
in the
that
value
way.
Of their franchise?
Yeah, we're going to get there later. Seems that way, huh?
Oh, Mike, I can't wait
stop
to
it. Stop it. Please, stop it.
I'm sure Rick
between you
excited.
And Canty, you guys are the worst. I mean, there's only one of us that has a Mets tattoo, all right? And it's you. So you're rooting for the Mets.
Bart, by the way, is Bart's jealous. He says I have to put a Barton Hahn logo now on the other bicep. So.
Oh dear!
No, you got to make a bet.
That's right.
He wants you to get a Barton Hahn taco. He's got to put a little extra cheese on the taco. That's what he's got to do.
True. Yeah. Well, we'll see. But
all right,
Alan. Just remind Bart I want my money, though.
Thanks, boys.
Alan, remind Bart I want my money.
Your Lakers bet is still on, isn't it?
It's still on. I want my money. When the Lakers make it to the NBA Finals, I want my money.
Yeah, well, because no one else will be available. Everybody else will say, I'm not going to Orlando, so they'll just hand
LeBrick James
on the trophy.
All right, Alan, listen, have a great show, man. We appreciate a
Thanks,
couple minutes.
Boys.
We'll talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
Thank All right,
you.
That, of course, is the wonderful Alan Hahn coming your way 1 o'clock with Bart Scott. That wager is still on. So now we're invested even more so in the Lakers-Clippers Western Conference battle.
Absolutely. And if something happens where a Clippers player gets infected and they can't play, I still qualify if the Lakers beat them and get to the NBA Finals.
Of course. Well, listen, you have Avery Bradley's not going to play from your side already.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm J.R.
not so
Smith
much
action,
worried about
baby.
The Avery Bradley loss as much as I'm worried about the Avery Bradley replacement.
Well, I got to be honest. I think the
sense.
Avery Bradley loss is a decent-sized loss, though.
It's a big loss.
That's
a big
player.
Loss. I mean, he's a 3-and-D guy. Like that's a huge loss. I mean, I'm not trying to minimize that, but I think when you have LeBron James, you're going to be able to overcome some of those things. It's just if you put JR on the court, you never know what's going to happen.
You never know when the shot
you
goes up
know.
Or when you bring it out to half.
It could go really well.
Game.
It could go really, really bad.
With seconds to go. All right, let's quickly go to Charles in Queens. Charles, you're next up on 98.7, buddy.
Hey, how you doing, Rick? I just want to say I'm a true Knicks fan, man. Born 94, started really watching around 2002, Marbury days, 2004. Worst years probably in Knicks history. I do not think Phil Jackson did as bad as you say. I mean, like, not you specifically, but everyone's saying. He got us, and he wanted to trade Carmelo Anthony way before anyone else wanted.
Well, Charles, what did he do well? I mean, he drafted KP and then they traded him. So what did he do well?
KP was a great draft pick. We could have drafted Moody. We could have drafted something way worse. He drafted KP. That's a really good draft pick. One, he wanted to trade Carmelo way before. If we traded Carmelo, we would have traded to the Bulls. We would have got some more people. We could have traded Kristaps Porzingis. He wanted to trade him earlier to the Phoenix Suns for Devin Booker.
All right, but it didn't, Charles, it didn't happen. He left the organization in a shambles, no?
Yeah, they fired him, but he did some good things, and he wanted to trade these two people. Imagine if he did. Two,
but he didn't.
He could have. They didn't let him. It was, you know, they didn't let him. The Knicks fans didn't want Carmelo to leave. The Knicks fans, I mean, I didn't want Carmelo to leave. I didn't want KP to leave. But Phil Jackson literally saw it before it happened. And if you guys let him, he's an expert. If you guys let him do it, he
Stop
did.
Stop it. The fact that you get a call, I can't. And just defend Phil Jackson as he's an expert and did a pretty good job. It's just I can't have this revision.
Yeah, but that was destined to fail from the beginning. I mean, if Phil wanted a coach.
He didn't want to be here. He didn't want the job.
I disagree with that a little bit. I think Phil wanted to do both. He wanted to be the president and he wanted a coach. Just health-wise, he couldn't do it. I think that the owner stepping in and not letting him move on from Carmelo Anthony was it was destined to fail at that point. If Carmelo Anthony doesn't buy into the system that you want to run, it's
no,
never going to
work. I agree with that. But let's not have this. Well, Phil Jackson did a pretty good job.
No, he didn't do a very good job.
He did an awful job.
But, I mean, the second you tell somebody that they're going to have full autonomy and then they want to make a decision, you tell them
right.
No.
And that's another thing with Leon Rose. You got to get out of his way. You have to.
Hey, I mean, that's the point, is that you there's a reason why you interview all these people and everything else. You come to a conclusion that this guy is the best for this job, and then you let him do the job.
Yep.
But that's part of the reason why you don't get the most qualified people, because they realize going in that they're not going to have the ability to do their job.
Of course not. It's a big problem, though. But it doesn't do it with the Rangers.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, when you hire Glenn Sather, I mean, what are you going to tell Glenn Sather?
Well, what do you, I mean, in theory, Phil Jackson is the Glenn Sather of the NBA, no?
As a coach, not as an
coach.
Executive.
I mean, yeah, it's different.
Yeah, it's different.
It's different. And I think partly, too, I mean, I think the salary cap helped the Rangers to start doing the right
a
thing,
lot.
Too.
Mm-hmm. It did.
Because now their hands are tied, because they were doing the same things the Knicks were doing.
Oh, that was
a disaster
there.
They were signing overpriced veteran
Keane,
players.
Scott
past
Gomez,
their prime.
And yeah, you name them.
I just hope, and listen, you can't guarantee if this works out or not. I just hope they stick with it.
Stick with it, have a plan, and follow the plan.
Yeah, if it's going to fail, give it time at least. I don't want to be 2 years into this thing and they start pulling the plug already and it's a new plan again.
Yeah, no, you can't. All right, let's not waste any time. Let's get right there. We'll see CMT.
All right, boys. You guys ready for this?
Music is very uplifting in this segment.
It makes you feel good, doesn't it?
Oh, it does.
It puts you in that mood.
It does. And unless you're
it's
going
special
golf
kind of mood.
Pairings, it's going to put me in a great mood today.
I could. I mean,
but
we could do.
I prefer not.
We could do the Travelers. I could start breaking down the leaderboard. We can go, you know, who do you expect to win?
Okay.
No, you're not interested in that?
I think I'll tap out for that.
Are you sure?
I believe so, yes.
It's a great field.
Rory McIlroy. For a second.
Rory's currently 6 under par through 15
I'm not
holes.
Opposed to the update. Just making the next 8 to 10 minutes about golf CMT would not be fun.
Phil Mickelson, minus 5 through 15.
Good.
Bai's son, DeChambeau, is 5 under through 15. Just diesel. All jacked up. All right, here we go, boys.
Here we go.
We just talked to one Alan Hahn of Local Meat about the New York Knicks and potential coaches, how important that is. Coach-player relationship. Mm-hmm. So you know what I said to myself? Big news of the day was NFL, Hall of Fame, game being canceled. And I said, you know what? I'm going to do head coach-quarterback combos.
Ooh.
Okay.
Head coach-quarterback combos.
Okay.
Okay? All
right.
You ready for this one? Here we go.
We're ready. We're ready.
I'm going to give you one Josh Allen and Coach McDermott. Uh-huh. I'm going to give you a Tua and one of Chris's favorite coaches in the NFL, Mr. Brian Flores.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give you a wild card in this category. Baker Mayfield and Kevin Stefanski.
Okay, Dave, you gonna take honors?
I'd be fine with that.
Okay.
All right. I could see positives and negatives at all three, to be honest with you. I don't think this is clear cut by any stretch.
Well, no, because I put you in a weird spot because you have Flores. Seems like he's going to be a really good
Tua
coach, but you have
injured
known
and
Tua.
Right. Hasn't played a snap yet in the NFL. Yeah, no, I like what you've done. I think Chris will disagree, but I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to marry the Buffalo Bills.
If it was socially acceptable, I would marry them.
I know that there's a lot, including our expert guest, Mike Tenenbaum, who just doesn't love Josh Allen. I like him. I mean, the guy won, you know, was a playoff caliber quarterback last year, was a player two away from winning a game in the postseason. He's a tough kid. I love their head coach. So that duo to me works. Number one. Number two, I'm going to go with Miami to cuddle.
Bombs Ooh. And hellacious seeds.
I like Tua. I think if he's healthy, he's going to be a really good quarterback. And Flores has already shown that even with no talent, he gets a lot out of that. So I will cuddle Miami. And I will trash Cleveland because Baker took a big step back.
Look at this garbage!
And Stefanski, even though I like them, is completely unproven. So I will trash the Cleveland Browns.
Okay, Dave. I don't know why you thought that I wouldn't like the direction that you went in. I think that's the only direction that you can go in, because as much as I like Brian Flores, we only saw him in one season, and he had a 5-win team. Now, I know what he was taking over. It was a terrible roster, and he was able to get the most out of the players that he had on that team, and they were more competitive than we all thought. But still, you're talking about a 5-win team. So for that reason, I'm going to have to marry Josh Allen and Sean McDermott.
If it was socially acceptable, I wouldn't marry them.
As the head coach of the Buffalo Bills, they've gone to the playoffs 2 out of his first 3 years. I don't know why you wouldn't like that. And you're talking about a young quarterback in Josh Allen that's starting to come into his own. It's a work in progress, but he's shown enough to be optimistic about what his future and his ceiling can be. I'm going to cuddle Tua and Brian Flores,
Bombs
the Miami
and
Dolphins.
Galatious seeds.
Again, I just like what Brian Flores is building down there culture-wise, and his general manager, Chris Greer, is starting to get him the groceries, and of course they did draft Tua with the 5th overall pick, so I mean, I feel good about what the future is going to hold. As long as Tua can stay healthy, I think you could be talking about that team competing for the division sooner than a lot of people think. And yes, I'm going to trash the Cleveland Browns for all the reasons that Dave already explained.
Look at this garbage!
All right, here we go, fellas. Next up, I'm going to give you one Dak Prescott, Mike McCarthy, Deshaun Watson, and Bill O'Brien. Bad GM, pretty good coach. Bad GM, pretty good coach. Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur.
Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur. All right, this is for just this year, right? This is not long term.
This is for this upcoming season, yes.
Okay. Christian, go ahead.
Okay, I am going to I'm going to marry, this is going to sound crazy, but I'm going to marry Deshaun Watson and Bill O'Brien.
If it was socially acceptable, I wouldn't marry them.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about the Texans winning the division 4 out of the last 5 years, and I know there was a lot of criticism about what Billy O did in trading DeAndre Hopkins, but I still look at that as the team to beat in the AFC South, and I don't really think there's anybody that's going to be all that close. Although Indy will be better, I don't see anybody dethroning the Texans as the AFC South champ, so I will take that tandem. I'm going to marry them. I am going to cuddle. I'm going to cuddle Dak Prescott and Bill,
Mike McCarthy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
Bombs and hellacious seeds.
You got a Super Bowl winning head coach. I mean, there's something to be said for a guy that's been there and done that. And the criticism on the Cowboys last year was a team that did not play up to their potential. I think anytime you have a coaching change, you put everybody on the team on notice. So I think they'll be the best version of themselves. I don't think we'll get the Hyde version of the Dallas Cowboys. I think we'll get the Dr. Jekyll version this year. And so I look for this team to win their division and be in the postseason. So I'm gonna cuddle the Dallas Cowboys, and I'm gonna trash Matt LaFleur and the Green Bay Packers with Aaron Rodgers. I just think they're gonna take a step back this year. I mean, the 13-3 we saw, this is not as complete a team as we thought when they played against the San Francisco 49ers and got demolished. And with their first round pick, they didn't really get Aaron Rodgers a whole lot of help. So I look for that team to regress. Again, there's still going to be a team that's in the playoff picture, but I think there's going to be some strong competition to win that division from Minnesota. And so I think they'll take a step back. So I'll trash them.
All right. We're going to have a big disagreement here. I'll marry Rodgers and
if it was socially acceptable, I wouldn't marry them.
And LaFleur. You know what? Even with flawed team last year, they still went to the NFC Championship game. They still have the best quarterback of that three, and LaFleur did a good job in the beginning stages of his career with Green Bay. So I'll marry Green Bay. I'm going to cuddle Dak and McCarthy.
Bombs,
you know, it's a new duo.
Yes, cuddling the Cowboys. I will.
But that's a good team. McCarthy's a proven coach. I think he'll have success in year one. Prescott's a decent quarterback. He's not awful, certainly. So I'll cuddle the Dallas Cowboys. And yeah, listen, I don't hate Bill O'Brien, the head coach, but the talent that he has to work with is lesser than it was last year. I mean, that's a big loss. And I mean, how could you not love the quarterback? But I will trash the Houston Texans.
Firmly. This garbage.
He does have a beautiful cleft chin, though.
Sensational.
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 And they did.
Yes.
I mean, don't forget, too, they did bring in Brandon Cooks.
Oh, I
Randall Cobb.
Now, let me ask you this. Because, you know, Chris and I are kind of polar opposites as far as this is concerned. Where do you go?
Where do I go?
Yeah.
For this upcoming season, I would probably lean towards... God, I don't know if Rodgers and LaFleur have a great relationship. I would probably marry the Cowboys. I would probably marry Dak and McCarthy.
Okay. And then? Not so easy, is it?
I think I would probably cuddle Houston. And then I
really?
Would
so
do,
you would
yeah.
trash the Packers. All right. So you agree with Chris?
I think the Packers had a great season. And Aaron Rodgers is going to be able to prove something. I just don't know. I mean, I don't know if they win their division. I can see Houston winning the division, and I can see the Cowboys winning the division. I don't know if Green Bay wins the division.
Agreed.
That's why I would do it. I love it. You know how much I love Aaron Rodgers.
No,
love
maybe
it.
Not.
All right, here's another category. This is going to make Chris very, very happy. This is the handsome category. I'm going to go off McVay.
You heard what happened when Han talked about the attractiveness of Mike Breen.
Oh, he clams right up.
Oh,
I'm going to give you Goff McVay, Kingsbury, Kyler Murray. And handsome Jimmy G and Kyle Shanahan.
Hang on. Run through this again for me now.
Goff McVay. Yep. Kingsbury and Murray. Jimmy G and Kyle Shanahan.
Jimmy G, Kyle
both
Shanahan.
Handsome. Both handsome.
All right. I'll go.
Go ahead.
I'll go Niners. I'm marrying them.
If it was socially acceptable, I would marry them.
I mean, I think Shanahan was one of the best coaches in the NFL, and I think Garoppolo was good. I don't think he's great. I mean, we saw that in the biggest moments that he's not great, but he's a good quarterback. They're a very good team. That duo had tremendous success, was a player or two away from winning the whole thing. I think they'd be really good again. I'll marry the Niners. I like what the Cardinals are doing. I think they're heading in the right direction. Kyler Murray's going to be a really good player, and Kingsbury's innovative. And they're a far more talented team right now than they were a year ago, and Murray heading into year two. I'll cuddle them.
Bombs and hellacious seeds.
And I actually like Goff more than most, but not as much as the others on this list. McVay is a terrific young coach, but I feel like you've kind of seen the other side now of they're going down the backside of the mountain, the Rams, so I will trash the LA Rams.
Firmly. This garbage. Look at this garbage.
I'm going to agree across the board with Dave. I don't like Goff, and especially with the number that they're paying him, with the highest guarantee that any quarterback has seen in NFL history. I don't like it. And I think that it's going to be prohibitive in terms of surrounding him with the requisite talent in order for that team to compete at a high level. So they're trashed.
Firmly. This garbage. Look at this garbage.
I'm going to cuddle Kyler Murray and Cliff Kingsbury for all the reasons that Dave said. I mean, Kyler Murray is the perfect quarterback for the offense that Cliff Kingsbury is going to run. And it's only going to get better when you add DeAndre Hopkins into that equation. So you got to like that. But, of course, if you're talking about who you want to marry, you want to marry Kyle Shanahan. The San Francisco 49ers married him. That's why they gave him a brand new contract when he still had 3 years left on his current contract.
If it was socially acceptable, I would marry them.
Yeah. San Francisco is going to be a good team for a long time.
All right. Running out of time here. I had a couple more, but we'll go to. Can you get through these last ones quickly here, please, for me?
So I can go rapid fire.
All right. Here we go. I'm going to give you Big Ben and Tomlin, Peyton Breeze, Brady Arians.
So Pittsburgh, New Orleans.
Tampa. Yep.
All right, I'll go first, then you can go with the next one first, Chris. I'm going to marry Tampa.
If it was socially acceptable, I would marry them.
I mean, of those three quarterbacks, I think right now he's still the best quarterback, and that coach is innovative and a really good coach. So I will marry them. I'll cuddle the Saints.
Bombs and hellacious seeds.
I think Breeze has clearly lost a lot, but they're a very talented team, and the coach is terrific. And I think there's real questions with Roethlisberger right now. I think they're still a decent football team, and I love the head coach, but of the three, that's the last. I'll trash the Steelers.
Firmly garbage.
Rick, I'm going to agree across the board. Let's move on to the next category.
Next one, I'm going to give you Joe Judge, Burrow, Zach Taylor, Teddy B, and Matt Rhule.
Giants. Bengals.
Panthers.
Okay, I am going to marry the New York Football Giants.
Yep. And if it was socially acceptable, I would marry
them.
Listen,
we don't know a whole lot about Joe Judge, but we do know about Jason Garrett, who's going to be the offensive coordinator. And Jason Garrett helped develop Tony Romo, and he helped develop Dak Prescott. So I believe in what they're going to do, that synergy between those two players. I am going to cuddle Zach Taylor
Bombs
and Joe Burrow.
Hellacious seeds.
And I'm looking at that Joe Burrow, the season that he had was probably the greatest statistical season that we've seen from a college football quarterback. So there's a lot to like there. And the skill positions for the Bengals are sneaky good. So I have to believe that Zach Taylor is going to be able to orchestrate that offense and get the most out of his quarterback. And I'm going to trash Matt Rhule and Teddy Bridgewater. I don't know how long Teddy Bridgewater is going to be the starting quarterback.
All right. Like Sam Wheat said in the movie Ghost, ditto. I agree across the board. I mean, Giants quarterback was good and should be better. I like Joe Judge and what he offers the Giants and the attention to detail. Bengals have granted young on both accounts, as are all of these teams, but I mean, the quarterback has huge upside. And, Carolina, I don't know. I don't think they're a very talented team. I think the least, talent of all three of these teams right now. I'll trash them.
Okay, here we go. Last one. Lamar and Harbaugh. Mm-hmm. Wilson, Carroll. Wentz, Peterson.
All right, so you go in Baltimore,
okay.
Seattle, and Philly.
I took Kansas City out of it because you're going to marry Kansas City. You're going
to
marry Reed.
Yeah, you'd have to. I mean, you that'd be like a 50-year marriage.
Yeah, you know, that's
no,
no
you'd prenup. Never leave. You'd never leave that marriage.
Fairly easy for me.
Go ahead.
All right, yeah, I'm going to marry Russell Wilson and
Pete
Carroll.
If it was socially acceptable, I would marry them.
That's a no-brainer. They got one Super Bowl on their resume. It should be two had it not been by a terrible play call by Darrell Bevell. So I'm going to marry them. I'm going to cuddle John Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson.
Bombs
you guys know
and
this. Raven. I got to go with the home team. I like John Harbaugh. I believe in the culture that he builds. And Lamar Jackson just won MVP in his second year as a full-time starter. I'm going to trash Carson Wentz and Doug Peterson. And the only reason I'm trashing him is because
garbage.
I don't know how long Wentz is going to be able to stay healthy.
Well, the answer is probably not long, so I will agree with you, and I will trash the Philadelphia Eagles. Make a drop out of that.
Firmly garbage. Look at this garbage.
And then we're going to disagree a little bit. I'm going to cuddle Seattle. I mean, you can't
Bombs
not love
hellacious seeds.
Wilson and Carroll, and I do, but I love Baltimore a little bit more. I mean, the quarterback is, you know, MVP level quarterback, and the head coach, you could argue, is top five in the NFL. So I'll marry Baltimore.
If it was socially acceptable, I would marry them.
Got to win a playoff game first.
Oh, that's a fair point.
All right, there you go, boys. That is a Thursday edition of Cuddle, Marry, Trash.
DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg. Weekdays at 10 on 98.7 ESPN.
Did you know Geico's now offering an extra 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies? That's 15% on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your teenager to help around the house?
Okay, Mom, I emptied the dishwasher, vacuumed the basement, and folded the sheets out of the dryer.
Wait, what?
Oh, and next, I'm going to clean Mitten's litter box.
Are we in some kind of prank show or something? That's a camera, isn't it?
There's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Limitations apply. Visit geico.com for details.